This is the Steve Cochran Show.
What kind of host would I be if you did not join me for at least one glass of fine champagne?
Well, I mean, you may not know this. Some of you do. What goes best with champagne?
Caviar?
You're going to pair food in champagne. That's right, fried chicken. Chicken and champagne, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Our friend Catherine DeOrio is here. How are you? Happy Halloween weekend, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Why am I not hearing you? Try me again.
All right, there you go.
You
all
are.
Right,
there
here I am.
check, please, and all your other credits, all available through Catherine's management team. Catherine DeOrio on Ice coming soon. Catherine DeOrio,
you don't want to see that.
The documentary. chicken and champagne.
Yes.
It's a great idea.
Yes. It's, you know, it's actually kind of a modern classic.
So
yeah. It's, you know, the champagne is just, it's rich and it's refreshing, which is kind of a perfect pairing for that fattiness of the fried chicken that we all love.
The best kind of fattiness. The fried chicken purveyors of Chicago will assemble. You got the best fried chicken makers?
Yeah. So what we do for the fundraiser for the Kendall College Trust is we get 12 chefs. And so some are the actual, like, you know, people, that's what they do. Bud Long, Honey Butter Fried Chicken. So all those, like, you know, places that you love and you just know them for their fried chicken. But then we also bring on other chefs. So we have like Sarah Grunenberg from Monteverde. You know, we have Ryan McCaskey from Acadia, who won last year. And so they do their version of fried chicken. So it's really interesting because you're going to get that traditional maybe fried chicken. But then last year, Ryan's was, he did a take on chicken tikka masala. So it was amazing. I mean, these little pieces of naan.
I noticed on the list chef from Joe Stone Crab.
Yes.
I don't know how to pronounce his name. Is it Delia?
Delia, yeah.
Justin Delia is there. Joe Stone Crab, I've always told people this. People go, what's your favorite steak place in town? Joe Stone Crab is so under the radar for one of the best steaks you'll ever have. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know they did anything special with chicken.
And that's the thing. You know, I did not either. And I got a tip. You know, it's good to be in the industry. So yeah, people always say, like, this is my favorite.
By the way,
chicken.
When was the last time you paid for a meal, woman? Come on, please.
Hey, it's, you know, work. It's work.
Yeah, right, exactly, right?
Yeah.
No, I do. I actually pay for most of my dinners.
Well, that's
so,
one of us.
Which is nice. Because you feel, you know, restaurant margins are small. And so it's always a plus.
It's really
when somebody
good,
wants to treat me. I will not refuse.
It makes up for me taking all the comps. We're talking about Joe Stone Crab,
yeah,
and flying under the radar. So have you had his chicken?
Yes. And this is the thing. It's interesting is everyone was like, fried chicken. I'm thinking, what? Because I'm thinking I go there actually for Stone Crab, you know. Uh-huh. And so, and I go there for seafood.
And one of the best chopped salads you'll ever have.
Oh, I've never had the chicken. I love
seafood
chopped salad.
Mm, yeah.
I'll try that.
It's crazy good.
And everyone's like, this is what I get, and it's on the lunch menu, and you should definitely try it. And it's just, it's really interesting. And the same thing with Prime and Provisions. Theirs is an amazing fried chicken. I didn't know. They actually contacted me and said, come try our fried chicken. And they do this maple chili sauce that you put over it. So it's just kind of that sweet, spicy, and then there's, you know, the crispiness with the chicken. I mean, it's... I'm hungry.
Do you find, I mean, I guess in your experience in your travels, that so many of these chefs now, especially the ones in Chicago, I think we have the greatest chefs, but Sarah Grunenberg, Monteverde, of course, known for Italian dishes, but ramen also, and now Sarah prepares fried chicken.
Yes.
That so many chefs are now multifaceted and have different specialties than just one?
Yeah, I think so. And I don't know if it's, I think they all have their kind of basic philosophy of like what kind of ingredients they like to work with. And then they just apply it to a lot of the classic dishes, which is great because people love classics, but everybody, I mean, this is what's so interesting is you'd think 12 chefs doing fried chicken, like how different can they be? But you'd be shocked. And that's something that when I'm curating the list, I try to make sure there's different styles in the way.
Well, don't you think too? Great chefs are like great musicians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, great
yeah.
musicians can play a lot of different genres of music, mm-hmm. and sometimes their secret passions
yeah.
are doing something they're not known for.
Exactly.
So there you go, John. Thoughts on fried chicken?
I just love fried. I love the show though.
Oh, thanks.
So I'm a huge fan of the show. Can I ask you a question about the show?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, this is pretty cool because. Is there pressure put on those individuals? Like, I always feel bad because I'm like, somebody's got to.
You're
really
talking about check, please.
Yes, I'm
yeah.
sorry. I apologize. Yeah,
that's
check,
right.
please.
Uh-huh.
They should. They want to be honest, but at the same token, you don't want people slamming this restaurant that is on.
Right.
That's horrible.
You know, I think part of the brilliance of check, please, is that there's always somebody that recommended you as their favorite restaurant, right? So there's always going to be someone there saying, hey, this is why I love it. This is why I want everybody to know about it. And what's interesting is I find that we have the best shows when maybe there is a little bit of dissension. And then, you know, the person that recommended it can actually say, oh, you know, okay, well, this is how it usually is, or maybe that what they were off that night, or you know, it's not really known for that.
Right.
This is what you should go with, because that's where you really pull that information. I think that's really valuable when you're going to visit the restaurant.
Yeah, it's a wonderful show. It's quick, it's easy.
Yeah.
The three, it's perfect. It really is a great show.
I just wish you had more energy and interest in it.
Has there ever been a time, and you don't have to say which one, but has there ever been a time where you've been like, not the best meal, not the best experience? Do you have to pull out, hey, do you know who I am? Or do you just kind of roll with it and think, oh, they had a bad night?
Yeah, no, I never, hopefully no one would ever think I did. I never pull a, do you know who I am? Although it's funny, because sometimes when I go out, I guess it's because everyone's very great in this in the city of Chicago. And sometimes when my husband and I go out of town and we're waiting somewhere, I was kind of like, don't you know who I am?
Yeah. I can make or break you, man.
I'm going to pull this card right now.
Right. Oh, makes sense.
There's something kind of refreshing, actually. We always joke, it's kind of refreshing sometimes, you know, to just wait like a normal person.
We need the check, please.
Yes, exactly.
No. Yes. How did they remind people how you got involved with Kendall College?
Yeah, so this is for the Kendall College Trust. So we raise scholarship funds for culinary and hospitality students going to Kendall College. So, and as you guys may know, there is really a shortage of, you know, chefs and line cooks coming out there in the industry. So this is, I feel like we're also helping the industry by getting these students through school and out there, so there's like a larger labor force for our restaurants, so we can continue to stay this amazing restaurant city. So you can go to kendallcollegetrust.org. You can definitely come to the event. It's November 4th from 11:30 to 3. You get to taste 12 different kinds of champagnes. There's wonderful desserts by Westtown Bakery. And then there's also...
Fun night, huh?
Yeah. Oh, and it's a day. So you start your day right, you know?
You know what's cool, too, is that champagne used to just be, oh, New Year's Eve or celebratory. Mm-hmm. Now you can pair it with different fun things like fried chicken.
Well, and the thing with
Dave,
champagne,
you pair it with days of the week.
Champagne?
Yeah. Well, liquor in general.
Okay, Steve. Really?
Not every day, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Congratulations, as always. You're always welcome here. I always tell you to come back. You only come back when you've got something really important to talk about. You can come in here and be a goofball anytime you want.
Can I come stand outside and just wave to you from
out there? You can, but you can always come in, Miss Busy.
Thank you.
Nice to see you. By the way, if people want to follow you on social media, what do you do?
So I'm on Instagram for Kat DiOrio, and I'm on Twitter at Kat Calls. And then, of course, I'm on Facebook. I guess, who was it?
Yes.
Right. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Thanks for having me.
And by the way, kendallcollegetrust.org/event/fried-chicken-event. In other words, Google Kendall College fried chicken or go to Kat's social media. It's all linked up.